Most of us eat every day, some of us too much, because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, February 6, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Our caption for today is Abraham, Father of the Faithful. We'll get into that in just a moment, but first I'd like to say welcome to you and ask you to come over to yourdailyportion.com. Join the online community. It is not that I'm asking you to subscribe to the channel. That you've already done, likely. But what I'm saying is, if you come into this community, this is where you can actually ask your questions and share your comments at any time of any day and have me to respond and brothers and sisters from around the world to respond concerning the lesson study. So go ahead to yourdailyportion.com, click that join button, and we can grow together as the Lord gives us strength. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this opportunity to open your word again today. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who are listening and viewing from all over the place and for the fact that they love to share. Please, Father, help us to be like Abraham was and learn how to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Abraham, the father of the faithful. Now, there are some people who struggle with the concept of Abraham being faithful because you're thinking about the Hagar incident. I don't know what else you could be thinking about, but some people focus on the fact that when God made the promise to Abraham and Sarah, or Abram and Sarai, that he would make of them, of the seed that would come from their union, that would be many nations. And you're saying, well, how could he be the father of the faithful? Can I ask you a question? Have you ever made any mistakes? When I say mistakes, I mean sin errors, where God said to go left and then you went right, or God said to stand still and you ran forward, or if God said run and you chose to walk. I think you see where I'm going here. And so Abraham is an example of someone who took God at his word, and in this case, most of the time, but there was a moment of weakness, and some of us become hyper-focused on that moment of weakness. Yes, there are challenges going on in the world because of that decision to go to Hagar and have a child when God said that this promise would come from his marriage with Sarai, right? But God is so faithful, and you want to know how faithful. God is so faithful that even if, or God forbid, when we choose to go the wrong way, if we are willing to yield our will to God, to turn our mistakes over to him and to surrender in every way, then he will make it as if we have never sinned and make us examples of people of faith. You see where this is going? So Abraham is called the father of the faithful, not because innately he was perfect, but because he knew how to yield to God, even in difficult situations, and then God accounted it unto him for righteousness. And so God called Abraham, or Abram at this time of his life, to leave his homeland and his kinfolk and go to a land that he would show him. Can you imagine God saying, go from where you are, wherever you are, and leave all of those you love, and I will show you where you're going? He didn't even say, go from point A to point B. He said, leave this place of familiarity, leave this place of prominence and even riches for you. Leave this place, and then I'll show you where you're going to go. Well, This is very interesting because this is where the bloodline of Messiah began, in this movement, this faithful, trusting movement of the man of God actually began this journey of faith that caused for he and Sarah, no matter what I just said a little while ago, to have a child, Isaac, who ultimately would become the great, 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 and keep going until you get to the right number, great grandpa of Messiah, at least as earthly things are concerned. And so now we go to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, and I will read verses 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 12, beginning at 1, verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house into a land I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great." Can you say that in 2023 that Abraham's name is still great? Can you say that those who came out of his loins, right, that those who came as generations following are great until today? I wish I had the time to talk about our brothers and sisters in the human bloodline who are great that came from Abraham. I wish I had the time to talk about how if we have the kind of faith that Abraham had, if we choose to yield ourselves to Christ, according to the Bible writer Paul in the book of Galatians chapter 3, if we are faithful to God, then we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so God is so good. How good is he, Dave? He is so good that he provides a way for us to yield our will, to repent, and to do what God says and become children of faithful Abraham and recipients of the grace of God. And so the Bible says here, "And I will make of thee," verse 2, "a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all," how many? "All of the families of the earth be blessed." God is blessing you today. God is blessing you today on this fine day of February 6th. He's blessing you today if you choose to love God because of what God did in the life of Abraham. Can you imagine? All of these years later, Abraham is long gone and dead, resting in the tomb. And you are now blessed in that way? Well, in the book Patriarchs and Prophets, page 126, it reads, "Abraham's unquestioning obedience is one of the most striking evidences of faith to be found in the Bible." End of quote. Abraham was satisfied to be wherever God wanted him to be. Are you satisfied to be wherever God wants you to be? Thank God for his love. I'm going to the book of Hebrews. Let's see, how much time do we have? Barely 2 minutes. Hebrews chapter, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, and I will read whatever I can read here with the little time we have left. Hebrews chapter 11, and I will read beginning at verse 8. "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out of the place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God." I think I will pause right here and make a point. You see, Abraham was wealthy. He came from wealth, and yet he dwelt on earth not as somebody on Instagram, TikTok, and all of the other socials showing all of his wealth. No, as a man who said, "Thank you for this wealth, but I'm looking forward to a city, God, and I'm looking forward to that city in eternity with you." Have a wonderful day. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.